Juxta at 10. A dismal summertime in the temple of the one true God meant feast over famine. Somehow, Juxta pulled duty weeding. Why him and him alone made no sense. Questioning priests led to being hit with a stick, not an answer. A measly gruel of last year's barley, a few small chunks of potato and carrots filled Juxta's belly, but boredom with the food ate at his soul. Only the priests ate meat. At least in the morning, if chicken lay eggs, they ate eggs. Summer, the eggs filled Juxta's lifeblood as much as the rage he carried. Food at sunrise and sunset. Nothing midday but a water break. Pull a basket of weeds, shake off every chunk of dirt, run it, not walk it, back to the waste pile where the great God above will turn it to dirt. Juxta knelt, pulling weeds as fast as he could. A slow worker, beaten. He weeded off in the far reaches of a field. Somebody whistled. Juxta looked. A man, no more than 20 years old, stood behind a tree. He held up a silver coin. The first coin Juxta had seen in 2 years. Did this young man want to kill him and eat him? Priests often talked about cannibals who stole young boys to roast over a fire. Juxta no longer believed in the priests. This man held out a silver coin. Juxta stayed down low so a far-off priest wouldn't notice anything. The other man put the coin in his pocket. I have a job. A job any better than pulling weeds by the acre? My name is Felix, he said. I'm living very comfortably in the temple. They'll catch me. They'll tan my hide. Felix undid a belt around his waist with a sheath and a knife attached. He held it out to Juxta. So nobody will tan your hide again. Magic words. Felix could be a devil or a cannibal or murderer, but he spoke words from above. Juxta strapped the blade to his middle, the leather tired, well-worn. The one true God says to not trust those bearing free gifts, Juxta said. You made that up. It's not true. It's one of the teachings, the boy said. It's a lie, but the gift isn't free. I want you for something. Juxta drew the blade with a quickness like he'd practiced it 100 times. A low growl escaped his lips. Boy, I'm faster than you. My blade is longer, but it blesses my heart. You would cut the hand that feeds. How could Juxta not like this new man? A smile spread across his lips. Felix looked the boy in the eyes. You must lower yourself by rope into an open window, stay completely silent, and steal a fine blade with a jewel-encrusted hilt. 10 silver pieces will be your cut, and no negotiating a penny more. 10 silver pieces? How much is that in meat? 3 to 6 months, a slab of meat every day. Deep down, this Felix owned Juxta now. Felix started walking, and Juxta followed. The merchant traveling through always stops at the same inn, Felix said. He drinks and feasts, then sleeps on the top floor with the window open. Stealing? Juxta's last option? He felt strongly about stealing stuff, different from spilling blood. They walked through a small town and came to an inn. Felix pointed at the top of the structure. You see the window? Yes. He's not here tonight. Maybe in a few days. Great. Juxta has no food, no lodging, and Felix was obviously quite insane. Felix walked in an opposite direction. Juxta hesitated, with doubts floating in his mind, as a fast-running brush fire fueled by wind and storm. You can go back. You can always seek shelter with the priests, Felix said. You have food? Juxta asked, "I'm no cook, but I'll advance you 1 silver from the 10. You must spend it wisely, for there will be no second silver until the sword is in my hands." The two of them walked into an inn. A woman shouted, "Felix, you dog!"
"I'm no dog," he said.
"You got no honorable profession. Now you got this boy from where?"
"Kathleen, meet Juxta. He has lost his way and has kin in the capital."
"What?" Juxta knew enough to keep his mouth shut.
Felix bent down to look Juxta in the eye.
"Kathleen has the fairest prices and best food of any inn in all of Lincoln. You will stay here until needed."
"Okay."
Within a week, no merchant came. Juxta sat at a bar in the inn. 3 coppers to his name, and he couldn't stop counting. Wondering deep down, what happened to the rest?
"Meat and bread and ale."
Kathleen approached. "What are you doing here, boy?" she asked. Juxta didn't have an answer. Felix previously gave him a stock answer to use. "Passing through with Felix." "I have seen you spend money like it's no better than rainwater. Yet you wear rags and a tan only working in a field will bring on."
No answer presented itself. No more money from Felix. 3 coins, a paltry sum at an inn.
He definitely didn't spend the coins like rainwater. Or did he? A boy had to eat.
Kathleen reached over and touched his hands. "Breakfast, work, what I say, when I say, a fat dinner, sleep in a bed, not the barn, 1 bath a week, starting tonight."
Juxta hated himself for asking, but Felix rubbed off on him.
"Coins?
There are no coins in this bargain."
"Maybe, if you work hard enough, not lazy, no slack.
Run when I say move."
"I add a 4th copper to your 3.
"Did Felix send you?"
"Ain't no business of yours."
Juxta held out his hand to shake. "I accept your deal."
"Bathe first, then I'll shake your hand."
Not a deal so much, but pity on a boy with no parents, no kin.
"If it's about pity, you can keep it."
"Keep that fire handy if I decide I need it. Otherwise, you soap all over." The bath went well, except the tub sat behind the inn, and nobody ever thought to put up a wall around it. Any passerby could watch. Hell, Juxta didn't care. Soap mattered. He went inside. The inn filled through the night, and Juxta raced from table to table, filling glass cups with water. The ale poured into clay mugs, and not Juxta's job. Well past sunset, and Juxta cared not for the setting of the sun. A patron, who had no mug of ale, but drank with an insatiable thirst, passed Juxta a copper coin and said thanks for the water. Kathleen shuttered the place. Kathleen and Juxta filled bellies with stew. "You smiled at every customer and made eye contact," she said. "You will go far." The honest work filled Juxta with a bit of a glow, and he slept with dreams of being a great king. A week passed. 6 coppers jingled in Juxta's coin purse. Headway against all odds. Felix came for him in the night. They moved silently to prop a ladder against the wall of a different inn. Felix produced a harness and rope. They discussed the plan 5 times. Juxta donned the harness. Felix lowered him to the window frame. Once Juxta's feet stood firm, he undid the harness and dared not breathe. The sword belt hung from a cloak hook. A ruby sat in the center joint between hilt and blade. Jade skulls adorned the ends of the four-armed guard. Juxta ran for the window and leaped out to grab the harness with the sword belt looped around his neck. Felix rapidly loosened out the rope. Juxta hit dirt and ran. He coiled up the rope.
They met at their predestined point. Felix put the ladder back where he got it and wrapped the sword in a blanket. The harness and rope went into his backpack. "Return to Kathleen's Inn. 3 days we flee, and you'll be paid," Felix said. Juxta ran. If anybody noticed them, Juxta didn't know. He worked hard in the inn. Felix showed at dawn. He handed a coin purse to Juxta, 9 silver pieces. Kathleen approached. The inn was empty but those three. "I heard a story," Kathleen said. Felix reached into a pocket and drew 3 silver coins. Kathleen pocketed them. "An uninteresting, poorly told story which I have since forgotten. I am opening a cloth merchant in Lincoln's capital," Felix said. "If you ever have a need, come along, Juxta." Kathleen bent down and pulled Juxta in close. "It's been a pleasure, young man. You don't have to go with that scoundrel. You can stay here." Juxta looked from one to the other. Kathleen pushed him away. "I cannot teach you what it is to be a man. Felix is hardly a man, but you should learn from him, not me." "I'm a fully functioning adult male. Juxta is no apprentice or pupil. He knows what it is to be a man," Felix said. "What I'm selling is adventure and stories to tell our grandkids." "Go," Kathleen said. Juxta squeezed her tight and followed Felix.